Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Since I moved to Texas, I've come to appreciate something more than I never had appreciated it before until I moved to Texas. One of my favorite things to do in the springtime is to walk through or drive around and look at the beautiful fields and all the wildflowers and all the weeds that are growing and showing flowers. In fact, somebody once told me that we call things wildflowers, but that's a fancy name for fancy weeds. But I digress. I think it's probably sad to call the Texas state flower, the bluebonnet, a weed. So we'll just call it a wildflower. But you know what I mean. For those of you that live in Texas, there's something so beautiful about that time of year and seeing all the different colors in the field. Just the other day, Stephanie and I were walking in a park near our house, and there's these beautiful little weed flowers coming up everywhere. I don't know what they are, and there were some white ones and some orange ones and some red ones and some that were mixed colors, and they're just so beautiful to look at. And what's amazing is they get mowed down, and then within a matter of days, they're back again. I even like looking at dandelions. Of course, you know, they're just those yellow things and it's kind of spindly, but they're beautiful because they add so much color in that sea of green, and they're vibrant, right? Weeds can be beautiful things for most of us. Yeah, and there's some weeds that aren't so beautiful too. In fact, today, if you saw that children's message earlier, when I was looking for a weed here at church, I found this beautiful one. It was kind of had a round top, and it was purple, and I went to pick it, and there were thorns all over it, and it got stuck on my finger. I'm like, I don't want that weed. No, I don't like that weed. But there are some ugly and nasty weeds out there too. Wow, it's a lot about like life, isn't it? It seems like life is that way. I sometimes get this picture of we're walking in this beautiful field, right? There's flowers and trees and babbling brooks, and you can see it, right? The picture of Psalm 23, this beautiful, beautiful field, and the shepherd is with us, and we're enjoying life, and then all of a sudden we come upon these weeds. There are weeds of racism in our society. There are weeds of hatred. There are weeds of illness. There are weeds of COVID. There are weeds of financial troubles. There are weeds of family problems, marriage problems. There are weeds of cancer. There are weeds of, I mean, you name it, they're there, right? There are weeds of mental illness and anxiety and worry. There are weeds of car troubles. There are weeds in our lives. And sometimes those weeds may seem small and, you know, it's a couple days of anxiety and things go away. Sometimes they're so huge and looming over us, we don't know what to do. And right now, the world is full of chaos and weeds. It's out there everywhere. In fact, I just read a journal article about mental health as I'm working on my second master's in counseling, and it talks about that right now, mental health issues are some of the hardest in the country. And what makes them worse is a lot of people don't have access to mental health care. They don't have the insurance to take care of it. Suicide is skyrocketing, not only in our country, but around the world. And we have real issues going on besides just COVID. There are weeds out there in life, and I think our natural inclination is to go and try to pluck those weeds out. But when we do, and when you mow over them or do whatever you do, what happens? They eventually come right back. Weeds are almost impossible to get rid of, and it makes life hard. And it can make life pretty ugly too. Even though sometimes they may be pretty, they can have that thorn that'll prick us and make us bleed. That's kind of like life, isn't it? Interestingly enough, what does our lesson in the gospel say today? Leave the weeds. Don't pluck them up. They need to be there. Those weeds need to be there. There is something we learn in counseling, this great practice of being mindful. And I don't have a lot of time to talk to you about what mindfulness really is, but being mindful is truly being aware and in the present in our given moment. And we work this especially with people with anxiety or high emotional issues or worry. And the idea is this. A lot of times when we have anxiety or worry or our emotions are high or big, we want to fight those emotions. We want to fight that anxiety. We want to fight that worry. And when we do that, we actually feed them like a yeast and they get stronger in our lives. So one of the techniques we help people to use is to look at those anxieties in life and to say, okay, anxiety, you are there, and to make room for it in our lives. Just let it be. Don't don't react to it. Those emotions, those anxieties and worries are not truth. They are not truth. The truth is you are loved by God. The truth is you are God's child. The truth is he is with you. That's the truth. The truth is you are safe. The truth is everything's going to work out. That emotion, that anxiety, and that worry is not the truth. Don't fight it. Simply let it be there and live with it. Live opposite to it. Don't let it control you, but live opposite to it. Go on with your life. Give gratitude and thanks for the things that you have. And that's kind of like what's going on in our gospel lesson for today. We are commanded in the midst of this life, just let the weeds be. Don't touch them. Instead, focus on the beauty around you. Focus on what God is doing for you. Focus on the fact that God sent his son to die for you and saves you. Focus on the fact that Jesus rose from the dead to give you heaven. Focus on the fact that he gives you the promise that nothing will separate you and him, not even life or death itself. Focus on the fact and the truth that because he is risen, you will live with him forever. Focus on the fact and truth that Jesus says, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Focus on the fact that in baptism, he has made you his child and given you his Holy Spirit to strengthen and sanctify you and to keep you in the faith. Focus on the fact that he opens his hand and gives you what you need. Focus on the fact and be thankful for every blessing you have in your life right now. And as you do, those weeds will remain, but your eyes will be lifted up to see Jesus in heaven, who Paul says, give thanks in every circumstance to. It literally changes our perspective. It changes our heart, our mind, our soul. And we see the goodness of God in the land of the living. We see the goodness of God right now. And even though those weeds are there, we can triumphantly live every day rejoicing in the fact that we are God's children. We are going to heaven. Nothing can harm us in this world. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who rescues us from this world of death and this body of death to live with him forever and ever. Hallelujah. Sometimes those weeds are there because God allows them to be there. If you've been watching my devotions from Streams in the Desert, we've said it many times. Those weeds are in our lives to bring us closer to God, to cause us to be grateful for what we do have, to humble us, to make us full of humility, to help us keep our eyes focused on Jesus so that we know our need for him. And those are blessings. Because I want that every day. I need to know how much I need Jesus. Because if I lose sight of that, I lose sight of my salvation and run the risk of losing it for eternity. Those weeds are there to keep us full of love, service, and humility and humbleness for other people. I'm going to say this again, people in our world today. I don't know what's going on, but people are in chaos. I just talked to someone yesterday who was driving right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and these two cars behind him got in a fight and road rage, and they shot each other, and a bullet narrowly missed him as it went through his truck. People are in chaos. People are still arguing over the mask issue because of what we call freedom in this world. Just yesterday, I saw two times yesterday on the news, people, one in France, one in Michigan, people being killed over arguments over masks. And I look at what's going on in our world, and I want to step back and say, people, I don't care what right you have in this country. Your responsibility as a Christian is to love and serve your neighbor. And if your neighbor needs to feel safe because they need a mask on your face, put the mask on your face. Because it doesn't matter what this country does. What matters is we have a kingdom view and we realize that we're above everything and that God loves us and calls us to be in direct service. Yes, there are weeds in your life. Yes, those weeds may threaten your so-called freedom. Those weeds may threaten what you want to do or may make you feel bad, but they're there for a reason. Those weeds cause us to focus on Jesus and the needs of our neighbor so that they may know Jesus. Also leading us to the fact that some of those weeds that are placed in your path are people who are desperately needing the news of Jesus, who desperately need to be loved, who desperately need to be cared for, and probably are heading to hell without him. Those weeds are not to be plucked, because if we pluck them, we miss the opportunity to share Jesus with them, to allow them to turn into the beautiful flower that God has made us to be in his garden. They too need the opportunity to know Jesus and to be saved. So we cannot pluck those weeds. We must live with them every day, for they are there for a purpose, the ultimate purpose of Jesus Christ, the will of God, so that every knee will bow and every tongue confess and know him as Lord and Savior. Please understand this. God does not place weeds of people or weeds of trial and tribulation into our lives by accident. He allows them to be there. He allows them to be there for the intent, purpose of bringing him glory and to love and serve our neighbors so that they will see him in every trial and circumstance. And if you haven't noticed, the world is in chaos. The world needs to see Jesus. And the only way the world can see Jesus is by you standing up in the field of weeds and being the flower he has already made you to be in the world. Being the light of Jesus Christ that overcomes everything. Shining his light of love, mercy, grace, gentleness, kindness, compassion in every circumstance, in all things. Thanks be to God in Jesus that he came into a world filled with weeds, chaos, dirt, rancor, and death. That's you and me and our sinfulness. He came right down from the most beautiful, perfect garden there ever was of heaven. He came down to live a life for us, to submit and surrender to us, to love us, to give us his perfection on the cross, to take away our sins for eternity on the cross, to raise up from the dead, to bless us, to make us his messengers in this world, and now has gone into heaven to prepare a place for us to be with him forever. Thanks be to God that he took the time out of all creation to focus on you and me, because he loves us so much that he didn't want to spend an eternity without us. In the Spirit of Jesus, may we be so bold and confident, humble and full of humility, to be the presence of the loving Jesus in our world. It is such an honor that he loves us so much that he bestowed this privilege on you and on me. In the name of Jesus, amen.